What am I talking about this hour? Fighting and display of violence in public. But before that, special thanks to Constance Mega for holding forth for me yesterday in my absence. I really do appreciate her for doing so, and I hope you had a great time with her though. So yes, fighting and display of violence in public place is the conversation for this hour. The post is up on our social media handles, Twitter at Nigeria Info PH, Facebook page Nigeria Info 92.3 PH. Now, 1 o'clock to 2 o'clock hour, we would have trending stories come up. Then we would have the Women and Youth Agenda sponsored by Stakeholders Democracy Network. And we'll be back at 2 to 3 for Mind, Body and Soul. So that is the programming for today. And I'd like to encourage you to keep your dial locked on Nigeria Info and also be a part of a conversation via our phone line 070-0923-0923 and also on all our social media platforms as well as WhatsApp 0809-0306-416. So let me start with how I've been pissed a couple of times on my way to work and how I probably would have reacted differently. So every day I come to work, I pass a particular route and I discover that there are people on that route that will not just have sense. For whatever reason, I am yet to find out. These people are taxi drivers. So they usually will park at the entrance to a road trying to offload and load passengers. So you trying to come out of that road or get into that road would have to honk. Bah, 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 bah. And some of them will still be reluctant and they will wait until they are done picking passengers or offloading passengers before they move. And you can just imagine how annoying these people can get. You know, how they can get into your skin and you are like, ah! I've experienced it. And then sometimes I just look. I'm just like, what is wrong with you? Get off the road. Some human beings are not that tolerant. You know what will happen? They will come down, go there, and pick a fight with these drivers. Under normal circumstance, they are wrong in caps, in capital letter. Wrong. And you are right. And if you decide to act based on how angry you are, people would say it is justifiable. If I decided to do something stupid or act out my anger, nobody will blame me because in the real sense of it, they are not supposed to be doing what they're doing. A practical example of how possible it is for people to get you angry every single day and make you act in a way that you rather would not want to act in. Now, let's bring this home to what everyone can relate with. The current fuel and naira scarcity has made us see the worst side of us. And I dare say it's with every fiber in me. We have seen the worst of us this period. Some of us never knew we had certain tendencies until the scarcity hit us hard. And even if we knew we had them, we do our best to keep them in check. We do our best to hide it in public and try to maintain decorum, you know. Maintain decorum. What did I say? Maintain decorum. We try to maintain composure, you know. Say comport yourself. We comport ourselves. Now, this reminds me of a certain song. I don't know if you remember Cisco. In those days, I don't wanna mini unleash the dragon. Unleash the dragon. Oh well, it seems certain situations actually call for unleashing the dragon in us. At this point, it seems everyone in Nigeria is angry and bitter and frustrated and would possibly start a fight at the slightest provocation. Like I witnessed at the filling station I went to purchase fuel yesterday. In the history of my entire life, I bought fuel the highest price all my life yesterday. I'm so sad right now. Please just tell me sorry, because it's still paining me in my spinal chest. But bro, what led to the fight? Fuel. That was what led to the fight. I don't want to even go to details of how this one was. Hey, bro, sure. You're nonsense. Stupid idiot. Now me, they call stupid. Now me, they call stupid because you won't buy much fuel. Hey, bro, sure. Why? All the videos I have seen from the banks where people went to withdraw money, and before you knew it, pium, they engage into, you know, they entered combat. I don't know if it's mortal combat or wrestling or whatever it is, but they engaged in a fight. But the people who have engaged in such acts, how do they feel afterwards? Do they feel like it was a disgraceful display? Do they feel like they went too far? Do they feel like it was unnecessary? Do they feel remorse? Would they have acted differently? Or they're like some persons that say, if I did not do like this, therefore don't know say I know when. If I didn't act like this, therefore don't know say I did Chris. I don't show them. Next time, let me see how they will try me again. Maybe they did it to prove a point. Who knows? But then again, fighting and display of violence in public. What about the banks that are being attacked in cities in Nigeria? You go to a bank, you're not able to access funds, and the next thing you try to do is pick up something and destroy the facility, try to harm one person or the other, display violence, as it were. And hence, I'm asking this question. Have you ever had to fight in public? Think about it. Have you ever had to fight in public? And under what circumstances do you think is enough provocation to fight or act violently in public? You bash my car, you didn't bash my car. Do you know why I'm... Are you asking me if I know who you are? Tawai! You know, we'll land each other slaps. And before you know it, two fighting, no opener. Two mature men are fighting. I've seen so many, you know, the man will leave his family, the children and the wife in the car, and go and start fighting a bus driver, a bus conductor. A passenger is fighting with the bus conductor. A passenger is fighting with the driver. This driver is fighting with the other driver. This driver is going to pick stone. This one is going to pick stick. This one is going to pick, what's this thing called now? A jack or a spanner, wheel spanner, or something from the car to inflict. Or, you know, this one is smashing this one's windscreen, and this one is smashing this one's side mirrors and all of all that. But you tell me, have you ever had to fight in public or display violence in public? And what are circumstances do you think is enough provocation to fight or act violently in public? Let's talk. 070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. Do remember to turn down the volume of your radio set when you call. Please be audible so we can hear you. I need to do a quick confirmation as to whether or not we are live on Twitter and Facebook, and if we are, then you do well to go watch us live and also drop your comments in the comment section. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Good afternoon, welcome. Go
hello,
ahead.
Good afternoon, Nigeria Info.
Good afternoon, go ahead.
This is Dakuku from Okeche, the source one of Eche.
Dakuku, I hope you understand the conversation we are currently having.
You are talking about when two people are fighting in the public. Am I right?
Yes.
So someone may use something to injure somebody, maybe by spanner or whatever. Is that not?
Dakuku, the questions I'm asking, have you ever had to fight in public? That's question number one. Listen, question number two, under what circumstances do you think is enough provocation to fight or act violently in public?
Yes, listen, particularly the cuckoo. I can't fight in the public because I'm always moved with my sense. I get him. I know how somebody provoke me. I'm never even provoked, but I can't fight in the public because I have to respect myself as a man. Whatever cause, I cannot be able to fight because I get him. So that's the only thing. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Dakuku. I'm happy you're not agitated today. Godspower from Mane. Good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Good afternoon, Double D plus W.
Good afternoon. By the special grace of God. Go ahead.
How are you doing?
Very well, thank you.
Okay. Concerning your question, personally, I don't fight in the public. I look at it to be a show of shame.
Okay.
In fact, I endeavor to control myself in the public. And I look at it that two wrongs cannot make a right. Yeah, so I keep things under control. It is God's word that has really molded me, that has transformed me. Because a slave of God, a servant of God, the Bible shows that does not need to fight. So don't need to fight. So why should I fight in public? It is a show of shame. Thank you. This is God's power from Monet.
God's power, hold on. If I come and attack you in public, you won't fight. You will just let me be.
No, I will not fight.
Okay. All right, thank you.
I will not fight. Instead,
yeah.
I will do something that I will prefer to call woman rapper, no problem.
Oh, yes, that's what they call men that do not, show
woman
rapper. Okay. All right.
Thank you very much.
And then if you fight, they will say, you know, they shame. Woman, they fight for public. Shame, then they catch you. You know, they say women, normally their mouth, they do ta 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 ta. You can't go, they fight woman for public. Nigerian, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side.
Afternoon. Dennis, why are you doing, man?
How is it? I'm good.
This is my first time in Nigeria.
Oh, wow, first time caller. Good to have you with us. Welcome.
And I used to follow you up on this nice program that you have just popped. For months, I've been following you, but I never saw this. My first time calling. Dennis, I have never fought a public fight.
Okay.
I can't remember when last I fought. That was when I was in school. Because of a lesson I learned from someone. Someone was passing by. He speaks on somebody intentionally. Before you could know it, the person he speaks on wanted to apologize. All of a sudden, he handed his class to the person, and the person fell in front of me and died. As I'm talking to you, he's in the prison. So from there, I don't think there's any amount of justification that can make me a public. So for me, I can't fight, and I have never fought a public fight. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Where was I? Someone says, Denise, so you followed the blow horn on our roads. Are you aware it's a crime to blow horn in discriminating on Nigerian roads, our core road safety? Is it a crime, really, when someone is obviously wrong? What's the essence of the horn, the car horn, when you honk? It's to signal somebody that this thing you're doing is not right. So what would you have expected me to do? Park my car, calm down, and go and start shouting with somebody? No. You know, sometimes some drivers are sleeping. Now, when they hear, boom, they wake up. So I didn't honk indiscriminately, if that's what you want to say. Someone says, fighting, Didi, if only I can catch the thief who stole my 12.5 kg cylinder filled with gas only 2 days with 11 kg. It would have been a fight to finish without minding anything. Didi, I'm in pain, severe pain. Otis from Port Harcourt. Otis, you have to be calming down. What did I say? Be calming down. But stealing is not good. Someone says, Didi, welcome back. I don't have any reason to fight in public. I avoid any confrontation. Anger leads to fight. And after I read in the Bible that anger is in the bosom of a fool. If I get angry, I'm a fool. Because of that, I avoid it. Cayman. Let me not say something. But even Jesus got angry at some point, you know, when he found traders selling at the temple, and he picked a cane and chased them away and says, my father's house shall not be, there was a way he put it, it's a place of prayer, not for trading. Patience from Ozwaba, welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead.
Thank you, Denise. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Go ahead.
Okay. The guys have spoken and then a lady speaking. Yes, it is. It's easy for them to say women easily can get provoked, our mouths are sharp and all that. Of course, not all women.
Okay.
Yes, I have been provoked in several cases where it actually would almost lead you to want to act out.
Okay.
But you look around and you ask yourself, to what end would you get? Now, look at this case. I don't know about if you've ever heard about people who have this entitlement on the front seat in a commercial vehicle.
Okay. Is it the people that would not want to shift for you to sit down?
No. The ones who want to come down and ask you to go inside because they're men.
Oh, yes. I know those people. I know them.
Good. Now, this one happened to be a uniformed officer, but not in uniform, but he had some of the memorabilia to show that he was a police officer.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay.
So
okay.
I stopped. I flagged down a taxi. He was heading to work. And then when he stopped, he came down and asked me to go in. I said, why? Why would I go in? Move in so I can sit. He said, he now used the word, very poor. My friend, get inside, I beg.
Oh,
so
wow.
I now noticed he was a police officer with what he was wearing.
Mm.
And what I did, and I said to the driver, I bent, I said, can I pay for two? The driver said, if you want to. I said, sure. So I entered inside, closed the door, and told the driver I'm paying for two. Yeah? Don't laugh, did he? And he now opened the door and said I should move. I said, no, I'm not moving. I'm paying for the two, and the driver already said so. Driver, yeah? And the driver agreed that, yes, I'm paying for two, so he can take another vehicle. And guess what?
Wow.
He grabbed hold of my cloth and wanted to pull me out of the vehicle.
Whoosh!
Yes. So if you were in that situation, Gidi, what would you do? I looked at him, and the first thing I did was to get my phone out and get my video out to get a video of him, what he was doing.
Okay.
He didn't bother. He was still trying. He was, like, dragging till a part of my cloth got torn.
Oh, shit.
So some of the guys in the vehicle got out and started talking back at him, like, well, what are you doing? Are you crazy? Is it because you're a military or police? That's why you're doing this.
Mm.
At that point, Didi, it was okay for me to lose my temper and, you know, defend myself.
Understandably, I'm
being attacked.
Yes. Yes, you are.
No, I didn't. What I did was I moved in and asked him to come in. He wanted to come in, right? He got in. So I already armed myself with a video of what he did, and I placed a call. I knew one or two people who were also like him, but higher than him.
Okay.
And I asked them to please wait for me at the next bus stop.
Mm.
And when we got there, they were there. I told the driver to park. And then he came out, and we got there, and he asked him to come out. He denied everything he did, and then the video was there. Even with the other person just saying that this is what he did, my clothes was shown that I was attacked. And then he now said they're saying he was sorry. You know, at that point, Didi, before I could say Jack, another man from behind who was not even part of it, landing him a punch in the face.
Wait, someone else that was not involved hit him?
Yes, at all. Landing him a punch in the face. How it ended from there, I didn't know because I continued with the vehicle, but the other police officers and him moved. So what point can one get provoked is a question that can make you fight. What if I didn't have people I can reach out to? And that happened to me. Would it be wrong for me to react? And where would that reaction get to with such a police officer who has no respect for his office? So we can actually do get provoked to a point where we react. Sometimes not because we are people who are not, who don't have self-respect.
Mm.
But believe me, there are certain people out there who don't, who are like animals in human clothing.
Wow. I'm glad your story ended well eventually. For some people, it would have been a lot worse. You see, I think it was days ago, I was watching a skit. I think it was between Mr. Funny and Nas Boy. And before you know it, Nas Boy sets his hand like this. And then Mr. Funny said, wait, not go anywhere, wait. Make a first come out my jacket. There are people like that. It was a skit, but I tell you the truth. There are individuals who do not pass on an opportunity to do like this. So, if them boy you wear, cross this line. True story. If you know, say your mama, your papa, them boy you wear, I'm going to cross this line. And the person will cross, I'm going to, I don't cross them. They want to see to the end. They want to see what will come out of it. And they are ready to fight. And these are people's fathers. These are people's brothers. These are people's husbands. The women are not left out. Go to the market. Go to any major market. There are some markets that every single day, there's a market committee that comes to settle fight. So much so that they have placed a fine that if you fight in this market again, you will pay XYZ fine. And there are those that say, how much is the fine? And we fight. With their wrapper, with their apron, they are dragging wig, they are dragging hair. This one's wig, we fall to this side. This one's hair, we fall like this. This one, we tear this one's cloths. This one, we pick one sharp object. And before you know it, they're inflicting injuries on each other. Then people will come and separate. These days, people don't separate fights anymore. Let me tell you the truth. They carry their cameras. Reporting live from Rumosi Market. You come and put on the camera. You go live on Instagram. Go live on Twitter. Go live on Facebook. Showing the world. See these two mature women. People's wives. See the way they are disgracing themselves in public. See these two mature men. People's husbands and fathers. Happening live at Nigeria Info FM. Please, nobody's going to fight here. It happened. But I'm saying, I'm asking, have you ever had to fight in public? What was the reason? And under what circumstances do you think is enough provocation to fight in public? Someone on Facebook, Wisdom Chigamezu, is saying, now, person we don't eat, they fight for public. I tell you the truth, some of them do not need to eat to fight too. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Go ahead. Can you hear me? Hello? Oh dear. Hello, can you hear me? Oh, sorry. I hope the network is not fighting with us or fighting against us. Someone says, yes, I have slapped a girl in the ATM gallery once, and it was because she was raining abuses on my husband. Whoosh. Not knowing that I was his wife. I regret it afterwards because I would have behaved more mature. Someone says, I've come close 2 times, but there wouldn't have been fights. There would have been complete beatdowns of the women involved. I'm also a woman, but I did martial arts. They are weaker than me. Both times I listened to the voice in my head that said, you are about to commit murder. This is set up. So I walked away, even if one of them had literally been in my face, pointing her scrawny fingers and shouting. She was so mad and told someone that I wasn't reacting like she wanted, that instead I put my earphones in my ears so I wouldn't hear abuses. Lo, set up from hell. Anonymous. That was really a setup. I agree with you. I totally agree with you. Good afternoon. I don't like to fight, but if you push me to the wall, I will fight back. I had a similar experience just last week when a policeman on Mufti hit me without any offense. I was defending myself, but at the time I hooked him by the neck. Only God knows what would have happened if not an officer. The moment I discovered his identity, I surrendered. Emmanuel, send that in. 070-0923-0923-070-0923-0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number is 0809-030-6416. What about some individuals who would not pass up on an opportunity, you know, pass up an opportunity to engage in a fight? And then those of us that would rather not separate fights so that we will not take one blow for something that is not our business, so we're not there when it started. So in the next couple of seconds, we will go in a commercial break. Come back, it will be time for trending stories. But after trending stories, we'll be back to finish up the conversation before the Women and Youth Agenda, a program sponsored by SDM. So I wouldn't be taking the calls coming in now, pardon me, but once we come back from the break, I'll definitely take them. Just to keep the phone numbers handy, it remains 070-0923-0923, and then WhatsApp and Telegram number once again for your messages, 0809-030-6416. We're live on Twitter, at NigerianFPH is our Twitter handle, and then of course our Facebook page, Nigerian for 92.3 PH. Go there, watch us live, and drop your comments. So stay tuned.
For more talk, news, and sports, stay tuned to Nigeria Info. We'll be right back after this.
All right, welcome back to the conversation. Let me see if I can squeeze the score before the news. Okay, that didn't work out as planned. So it says, hello presenter, I fought in public once and for the first time in my life. We were in queue for registration. Two agberos from nowhere attacked one elderly man. I don't know why they did that, but the man was beating badly and I thought they were going to kill him if they continue. But everyone was just looking without any attempt to stop them. Just like that, I decided to try, even when I knew very well that they can kill the both of us. Miraculously, the first blow I landed on one of them. After trying to get them to lift the man, the blow landed that one. The blow landed on one of them, and he collapsed on the floor. Then the other one ran away and managed to carry the man away. I always preach to people, no matter the provocation, never fight, either in public or anywhere else. But you see, that day until today, I can't even explain why I did that. Efiam from Romo Biakwe. Thank you, Efiam. All the messages are still here. I will read them after trending stories at 1. If you're just joining us, it's the Sunny Side on your number one station for talk, 92.3 Nigeria Info FM. And we are talking fighting and display of violence. Violence, fighting and display of violence in public places. If you do it in your house, maybe it's not so much of a problem, but when you have to come and, you know, embarrass yourself, your family, your entire lineage, your community in public, that one we may have a problem with. The current fuel and naira scarcity has made us to see the worst side of us. Yes. Yes, some of us never knew we had certain tendencies until this scarcity hit us hard. And even if we knew we had them, you know, we try. We do our best to hide it in public and try to maintain decorum. Remember Cisco's song, Unleash the Dragon? Oh well, it seems certain situations call for unleashing that dragon in some of us. And at this point, it seems everyone is angry and will possibly start a fight at the slightest provocation. But do people who have engaged in such acts feel any form of remorse, regrets afterwards? You know, such a disgraceful display. I try to give us instances where we've had fights. The filling stations, for example, trying to get fuel. The banks, you know, a lot of violent display because customers are unable to access their funds or their monies they put in the bank. Where else can I possibly think of? Even in the banking halls, two customers fighting themselves. So they're either fighting the bank staff members or they're fighting themselves. Sadly, election is around the corner. And on election day, yes, people will fight. That one is, except of course something changes, but people are certainly going to fight. They'll fight because someone jumped the queue. They'll fight because someone is trying to snatch ballot box or trying to do one funny thing. ATM queues, people fight. You go to the market, people fight. You go to the motor parks and the bus stops, people fight. People destroy properties. They destroy cars. They destroy so many things. Sometimes it may seem like they're trying to prove a point. If you not show them, say you dear Chris, then go take you for granted in their own words. But is it really necessary? Is it something you are proud of doing? I mean, for those people that have ever been captured on camera fighting, how do they feel about it watching those videos? So, I asked, and I'm asking again, have you ever had to fight or display violence in public? That's one. And under what circumstances do you think is enough provocation to fight or act violently in public? I think we have roughly about 12 minutes to do this, and that will be all for this conversation. So let's see if I can take a few more calls and read through the final messages before I round up. 0700 923 0923 0700 923 0923. WhatsApp and Telegram number once again is 0809 030 6416. Now, someone was watching live in Facebook. Obodo Gabriel Peraway says, a song by Kenny Rogers telling his son not to fight, to be a man. But towards the end of the music, he told his son that sometimes you have to fight to be a man. You know, at that point, push comes to shove. Okay. Tampole from Big Lily. That's a different name from what's being displayed here, dude. But thank you for sending your message all the same. Let's see if this call goes through. Nigerian, good afternoon. Welcome to the sunny side. Sorry, we lost that call. Please do well to call back. Good afternoon, Didi. I was once in a relationship, hold on. Okay, I was once in a relationship with someone who I later discovered had a temper issue. We were in a boat vehicle. The driver obviously had issues, which I ignored and encouraged my partner to ignore. He requested twilight, but it wasn't possible for the driver to stop there. I told him to exercise patience, so we alight at the next convenient spot. Didi, my partner started dragging the steering with the driver. Oh dear. On top of the artillery flyover. I was shocked and scared. I ran away from that relationship because if you could be blinded by rage to that extent, what would happen if it was directed at me? Good thing you ran, my darling. Good afternoon, Didi. Everyone has his own way of expressing their anger in the public. Some fight, some quarrel, some shout and talk down on the situation or someone. But for me, I cannot fight in the public. But if I'm angry in public, the surroundings will feel the anger. Hiking fuel price and naira scarcity is causing a very high tension in the country now. So fighting is inevitable this period. Christy from Port Harcourt. Good day, DDW. What the man did to one of your female callers was bad. But on the other hand, the woman started the fight by insulting the man when she entered the car and told the driver to move that she was going to pay for two, not putting into consideration that the man was in the car before her. Two wrongs don't make a right. The woman was wrong by first provoking the man, and the man was wrong by fighting the woman. Emmanuel from Port Harcourt. Was it the woman that provoked the man or the man provoked the woman now? Anyway, moving on. I was upset by my wife on a phone call. And when I closed from work and boarded a bus, the conductor asked for his money. I told him to wait a little, but he persisted. I gave him the money and my change was 10 naira. I told him to give me change at once, but he said I should wait. He was even insulting me upon my request. I descended on him when I dropped. It wasn't about the 10 naira, but his attitude. When I reached home, I couldn't talk about why my wife was upset. Has upset me previously, as the fight has calmed me down already. Sonny George from Borikiri, hey, Goddy. 0709 2 0 0 9 2 3 0 7 0 0 9 2 3 0 9 2 3. Once again, WhatsApp and Telegram number 0809 0309 3 0 6 4 1 6. No matter what it is, please don't fight. I experienced how one woman annoyingly slapping an army man at Trumala some years back landed the woman and her husband into problem. The army man finally agreed to forgive the woman, but in the condition that she will invite her husband and slapped her in public, as she had the guts to slap him, the army officer, in public. An eyewitness in the incident, Michael. Wow. Wow. There's a difference between fighting and beating. Fighting is a show of resistance or survival, while beating is a measure of discipline and correction. And correction is meant for everywhere and anywhere. Simply put, I correct people as much as I can. Humans can be annoying oftentimes and need to be corrected so they become better humans. Oluwa Tamilola from Port Harcourt. What does that mean? It means you go around beating people on the road, eh? Hey. There's this, Didi, there's this song by Terry G. As you sang that song on Unleash the Dragon, the song is Make I Knock You Akpako Ago Knock You Oya Nakam Nakam Nakam. Kachi, what is that supposed to mean? Niger Info. Sorry, don't know what's happening to my phone lines there, but keep trying them. I'm sure you will be able to get through to me eventually. Good afternoon, Didi. I'm Benedict David. I almost lost my temper one day in a bus after paying my transport fare, and the conductor refused to give me my change, saying I was lying. People can be annoying, though. Currently in Nigeria, if you are hungry, you need to first of all buy the money you want to use in buying the food. After eating the food with anger, you expect people to be calm? It's very hard to become in a country like Nigeria. You have to become. You have to become. But like I said, some time ago, growing up in town axis of Port Harcourt main town, if you know the railway station, around Station Road, opposite the police children's school, I witnessed a fight and someone lost his eye. Oh, I know the person very well because I schooled in police children's school one. I usually would buy things from that railway market, like gari, pepe, okra, ugu, you know. And I knew this particular guy, and that day I was passing, I think I had gone to buy gari. You know, then when Nigeria was still good, where you could buy a rubber of gari like 20 naira, 10 naira. And he was fighting. And people were there. Oh. And before I could say 1, 2, the person who was fighting with picked a sharp object and stabbed his eye. Until today, as I speak to you, that one eye is gone. Like gone. He cannot use the eye again. His eye is gone. Now, if you ask, okay, why did you fight in the first place? It make you vex. Okay. Why did you fight in the first place? I've been one shrimp. In mouth to the sharp. Okay. Why did you fight? She was being disrespectful. Okay. All right. Why did you fight? I want shrimp saying, I may be the chair lady for this market. You know, you fight with your customers. Once upon a time, I went to buy periwinkle at Chumokoro Market. And the lady selling the periwinkle and the person buying the periwinkle, they started exchanging words. Before I could say 1, 2, the seller of the periwinkle started fighting the person buying the periwinkle. And she was carrying a baby, oh. Surprisingly, she had a baby strapped to her back. And she carried an umbrella. I'm like, okay, fine. What was the cause of this fight? I was there. I was trying to buy Perinco as well. Madam put Perinco for her. She said, put Jara. She said, she no go put Jara. So she don't already come out money for the Perinco. So I've already removed money for the Perinco. Why would I put Jara? Say, but this Perinco is not, you know, put Jara. Say, no, I will not put Jara. From I will not put Jara to I'm not buying it again. That was what caused fight. The seller was running. People were selling the seller. Calm down, calm down. That one, her blood. It reminds me of this. What this particular guy used to say in the now trending shanty town. Body they pepper me. It seemed like body was peppering her. Those are the kind of people that they call pepper body. Body was peppering her. And she scattered the. What if the umbrella had gotten into the child's eye? Or injured the child or injured anybody? Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Hello?
Welcome. Turn off your radio set. Go ahead. And it happens again. So I'm solely dependent on WhatsApp and Telegram for today. Didi, what will you do if your boss is pushing you out of the office because you refuse to do things that are against the company policy? And he's setting hand to blow you, literally pushing you in front of other staff members. In that condition, what will you do? Your sense of justice has been tempered. I'm a woman, I beg. I cannot be fighting. I'm sorry. Please, I will just gently go away. It's not me that will come and be fighting with you at all. No. Nigeria Info, good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead. And it happens again. Nigeria Info, good afternoon.
Hello, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. Welcome. Go ahead.
As for me, fighting you.
Turn off your radio set, please.
Okay. As for me, fighting you is very good.
You said fighting is very good. Is that what I heard?
Yes.
Fighting is good.
Yes.
Interesting. Tell me why.
Because sometimes if you don't show them who you are, they will take you for granted.
And in showing them who you are, if something happens to you, Unka,
you will fight with caution.
You fight with caution. Does anybody fight with caution, really?
Yes.
Fight with caution. Seven says it's cowardice not showing your displeasure about something wherever it is needed. It's only in Nigeria that a gentility is not rewarded. People tend to call you names behind. Mumu, Mugu, or De. Dele from Rumekini. My final caller. Nigerian for a good afternoon. Welcome. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Denise Dennis.
Good afternoon to you.
Yeah, my name is Chief Comrade Iambri.
You're welcome. Go ahead.
Yes, for me, there is no need for anyone to fight. Whatever that happens, I think you can always sort it out and settle it amicably and let it go. Because fight, no one is as monopoly of fight.
Mm.
You that feel that you have more strength, you might be surprised. The next person will defeat you and injure you. And what should be your game? You'll go and treat yourself. You will suffer for the pain. So there is no need to fight. Thank you.
All right, then. Thank you, too. And thank you, everyone, for being a part of this conversation. Sadly, it comes to an end now.